May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. I think anyone who has been a parent can relate to this morning's gospel lesson. The widow keeps pestering the unjust judge. Just won't let it go. And then eventually he says, okay, I'll do it, finally. But that's not where I'm going today. I think I want to talk to you about the role of the widow in today's gospel. If you think about widows in this time, they're always paired with things like orphans, outcasts, foreigners, those who have no power in society whatsoever. They are the ones who need the most help. They are the ones that society has turned their back on. So this lady, she approaches the unjust judge, and we hear from the person narrating the story that there was a judge that neither feared God nor respected people. So that's how the world viewed this man, that he neither loved God or respected people. But this lady knew that he was the one that could make a difference. So she goes, and she says, grant me justice against my opponent. And as you would expect, he refuses. So she keeps coming time after time and saying, please do this for me. And finally, we hear the man admit who he is. Because the unjust judge himself says that I neither fear God nor respect anyone. But I'm going to give this woman what she wants, because I'm exhausted. And when it says that the widow keeps bothering me, if you look at the translation a bit more closely, it could be translated that the widow is going to give me a black eye. Now think about it. A black eye hurts, but it's also embarrassing. And this man wanted to look good to the world around him, even though he's the first to admit, I don't love God, and I don't respect any of you. But looking bad was not what he wanted. I really do think the point of this day's gospel, or at least one of the points that could be made, is that that widow called out injustice when she saw it, and she wouldn't give up. Time after time after time, she pointed it out, held it up in front of the unjust judge, and said, do something. And I really believe that that's what we are all called to do and to be. We are called to be those who hold up in the face of whatever authority there is, that there is something wrong with the way things are. And we need to do something about it. It's not always a popular thing to do. No doubt somebody who was going to eat lunch at the Woolworths counter in Greensboro, North Carolina, as a bunch of black kids were sitting at the counter, were annoyed. They wanted a grilled cheese sandwich and a cup of chicken noodle soup. But time after time after time, people stood up and said, things can be different, things can be better, let's be just people. And then finally, like the unjust judge, things changed. And people began to see things in a new and different light. That seems like so long ago, but in fact it wasn't. And I think most of us, if we look around us today, can see places where there is injustice. We can see places where the outcasts are being pushed further and further and further away. We can see places where people are hurting and they need the help that we can offer. And we are the ones who are called to be like the widow, to hold it in front of those who can make a difference and not let it go and give them a black eye unless things change. If you didn't know this, Christian people are called to be different. We're not called to be the ones who are happy with the way things are, but we are a people empowered to look for things that are to be. We come here week after week as people gathered in the name of Jesus Christ to be fed by the gift of his body and blood, to be nurtured by this community, to be transformed and to see things in a different way. Let's make that happen. Like the widow, just keep pestering until real change begins to happen. There are so many people out there who don't love God and have no respect for those around them. Let's be the burr in their saddle that's going to make a difference. Let's be the widow who doesn't give up until things begin to change. It's a daunting task, but we've got each other. And more importantly, we have the presence of Jesus Christ among us. Believe me, if anybody can make a difference, we can. Amen.